Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Hi, and welcome to today's episode. Today's episode is, what is the difference between a business case and a business plan? If you've ever been told to write a business case, or you should have a business plan but weren't exactly sure which one you needed, or why, this episode is for you. I'm breaking down the difference between a business case and a business plan, and how small business owners like you and me can use both to make smarter decisions and grow with confidence. First up, what is a business case? A business case is a short, focused document that helps you decide whether a specific idea, investment, or project is worth doing. You might be thinking about a new piece of equipment, upgrading your website, trialing a new service, or applying for a local grant. A business case will help you weigh it all up and make a confident, informed call. So, what does it typically include? Now, business cases come and go, people. I'm here to tell you that one might vary to another, but basically what they need to include is a clear problem statement. So that statement is going to be, what issue are you solving, or what opportunity are you chasing? It needs to have a proposed solution, what you want to do now and how it will help. And you need to outline the benefits. You need to be able to think about cost savings, time savings, customer improvements, or new income. And the costs. What is going to be the upfront investment? What are going to be the ongoing expenses? Or even staff time and utilities. All of that needs to be itemized. The risks. You need to work out what might go wrong and how you can manage that. And alternatives. Have you looked outside the box? Are you duplicating services? Are there alternatives? Are there other ways to solve the problem? And finally, you need to have your recommendation. Should you go ahead or not? So a business case is useful for helping others to get on board with your idea too, whether it's your business partner, your team, a funding body, or even just to get clear in your own mind. And what about a business plan? A business plan zooms right out. So this is really a holistic view of your business. And this is around your whole strategy for running and growing your business. It's the bigger picture. So you usually put one together when you're starting a business, going for a loan, or entering a new stage of growth. It's really a roadmap guiding your day-to-day decisions while also keeping you focused on the end or the long game. And a typical business plan, and trust me, people, there are millions of these out there as well, but it will have an overview of your business, what you do, why you do it, and who it's for. It'll have a breakdown of your market and your customers. It'll have quite a bit of detail around your marketing sales strategy, so how you're going to attract, convert, and retain customers. It'll have a good section on operations, and that's really about the nuts and bolts of how your business runs. It'll have a good set of financials, including pricing, costs, forecasts, and funding needs. You might need to liaise with your accountant and your bookkeeper on that, or draw statistics and information out of your accountancy package. It'll talk about your team or your organizational structure, and it'll have your goals and milestones mentioned so that you can track that progress and adjust along the way. Unlike a business case, which you do as you need it, a business plan is something you'll come back to again and again. It's not a one-time document. It will grow with you. And one of the greatest things I heard a client say to me the other day, and this was unprompted, they said, "Oh, Sam, this business plan will be a fluid document." And I'm like, yes, you've nailed it. Exactly. So again, what is the difference? The simplest way to think about it is a business case is about one thing you're thinking of doing, whereas a business plan is about everything your business is doing. So I've got a couple of examples here. So for example, you're a plumber thinking about buying a new trailer. You'd write a business case. Now I know the average tradie is not going to sit down and do this, but they will have conversations with their other half. They'll have conversations with their peers. They'll have conversations with suppliers of trailers. And in effect, they're building a business case. They'll work out how much it costs, you know, what the rego is going to be, does it need to be sign written, all of those things. They'll need to work out what time it saves and how long it'll take to pay for itself. But if you're a builder launching a new service, hiring new staff, maybe getting a venue, in a new location, now you're going to be talking a business plan because you're making big changes and need a clear strategy for your finances, your team, operations, and growth. So let's summarize it. You're using a business case when you're applying for a grant, perhaps. You might want to upgrade tools or tech or major infrastructure. And you might be testing an idea before going whole hog or going all in. And you might be pitching a project to somebody else, whether it's a client, a partner, or a bank, or more importantly, an investor. And business cases that are solid will help you do that. So you'll be using a business plan when you're starting a new business, looking for a loan or investment, hiring new team members, or expanding into new services, because you want to be able to set those clear goals and track progress. So both tools help you reduce risk and make better decisions. Your business case will give you that clarity on individual ideas and whether or not they're worth doing, whereas your business plan will keep your whole business moving forward with purpose. And here's the thing, the crux. You don't need them to be fancy. Please don't write a 400-page business plan or business case. You won't read it, you won't refer it, and others will just gloss over. You don't need corporate templates or fancy consultants. You can actually do it yourself. You just need that clear thinking and a willingness to put your ideas on paper. And you can start small. I am a big believer in using one-page business plans or business cases for your next decision. And you know, businesses in January need to put together a simple business plan for your year ahead. And it can be written on a napkin, people, but you need to write it down, get it out of your head, declutter it. Because these tools just aren't for big businesses. They're for you, small businesses like you and me, who want to work smarter and grow stronger. So that's it for this episode. If you want a free template to help you write out a business case, reach out and let me know. Or if you require assistance in producing a simple one-page business plan, likewise. There are many online. businessvictoria.gov.au is a great start. If not, reach out to a business advisor like myself and we can guide you through that process. Other than that, have a great day and cheerio until next time.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.